It is the exact opposite of soulful, where instead of people who actually love Vidia, you got a bunch of progressive keyboard warriors who've never played an actual game in entire lives, but they figure out these words and phrases and they can use it to pander the fan bases. List the same words and phrases off sort of a buzzword style at every presentation, ranking in millions of pre-orders from gullible casual gamers. You know the words, you know the phrases. Phrases like a new game, a remake, an IP, a new classic, a game in NVIDIA detail. Your toys, your game, your cash, you didn't hear that. Bit of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a maidhead, but I never actually played it. I read a script about playing Vidia from the comfort of a private event. There won't be no slandering when they see our pandering, throwing balls, raising cars. A kind of game represents the event of ours. It's the way we're handling the audience we're pandering on an Xbox One that I rarely use. I don't like games. One event, one fanbase in the back. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. All these progressive themes upset the diverging vibes I'm giving off. Sad girl, possibly gay, walking around in a dark house. That is an art piece. I thought that was a video game. Sorry. That girl's gay, that girl's black, that girl's hot, strike the last one. We're playing you, I hope you're paying me. Economically. You buy the game, you're climbing. It requires actual timing. You put your skills to the test. Anxiety trends, it's a fucking art piece again. Loot boxes gambling, not to the wells and pandering. Make games for the Twitter girls that complain about games that they'll never look at. Advertise while I'm summering. Please defend my pandering. You have some wonderful cash, I'll make some wonderful. Y'all dumb motherfuckers want a new game? The game plays meandering. Walking simple pondering. They got a tight grip on a writer's balls. Have some girls kiss their shell at under walls. The brownie points we're capturing. History manufacturing. And let me just say, I make all these games cause I'm a total fucking gamer boy.
He said gay.